Now, verse 13. The burden upon Arabia. And now, in the forest in Arabia shall ye lodge, O ye traveling companies of Dedanim. And this is verse 13. Now, Arabia seems clear enough, but again, this is a word with a double meaning. It can be made to mean evening by changing the vowel points. May I just add this, that Hebrew is a language without vowels, just consonants. And you have to put vowels in to the language. And that's what the Masoretic scholars did. And Hebrew would be bad enough for me to read with these markings of the vowels, but without it, I'd never be able to get through. Here, it's quite obvious. It was the evening in the history of Arabia. It was later than they thought. Now, Arabia was the land of the Ishmaelites, the Bedouin tribes of the desert. If you please, the modern Arab. Interesting, isn't it, that God speaks of them? And I'd love to spend time to say that here, another son of Abraham, and Ishmael and Isaac, they never did get along. They don't get along today either. I wonder if Abraham could look down now, if he would think the sin he committed was a small sin. Friends, sin never ceases working itself out in the human story. Now we are told the inhabitants of the land of Timah brought water, and so on. And there was a coming judgment upon this land and people. And this chapter of poetic beauty and heart sorrow should not end on this note. It may be evening here, but God's day is reckoned the evening and the morning for the first day. Now it's evening, but the morning is coming. The night of weeping will soon be over, and a new day will dawn. Man's evening of failure and sin and darkness will finally come, and God's morning will be ushered in by the coming of the Son of Righteousness.